Welcome to the Making Connections podcast with your host, Spencer Raposo. This podcast was made to interview current registered kinesiologists in Ontario and talk to them about what they do and where they see the future of the profession going. The goal of the podcast is to get a conversation going about kinesiology as a regulated health profession in Ontario. Each episode, we will bring on a new guest with loads of experience as an RKIN that will share their story and any advice for any new RKINs and kinesiology students about current opportunities in the field. In this episode, I interview Michelle Jacobs, RKIN and CEP working for the Kincardine Family Health Team, or KFHT. Michelle graduated from kinesiology at Brock in 2013 and then exercise science for health and performance at Niagara College. Her role at KFHT is to provide exercise prescription for the variety of rehabilitation programs offered, as well as run health promotion programs. Working with such a wide patient population challenges her to use many of the skills she learned over the years. In this episode, we learn about what a family health team is, helping the community at large, and being more than an assistant. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the Making Connections podcast. I wanted to quickly just thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here, virtually, I guess.
Yeah. That's what it's like for most things anyways right now. So thank you for the listeners. Michelle reached out. She's been listening to the podcast, which I really, really appreciate. And she really pointed out that what she does as a kinesiologist at the Kincardine Family Health Team was really unique. And then we had a little bit of chat and phone call and learned a little bit about it, and I wanted to really share what she does because it is very unique from my perspective in terms of what kinesiologists do. So I really want to kind of get right into the conversation here, and I guess you can start right from the beginning and tell the listeners how long you've been a registered kinesiologist, and then after that kind of get into it about how you got to where you are now.
So I wrote my registration exam in September of 2014, and I've been working as a kinesiologist since then, so 6 years now. So I'll go right into my backstory. So I think, like most people, I was competitive in sports. I played competitive soccer, and one of my coaches, Tom, he was a physiotherapist. So I really was fascinated just with how he was able to use exercises to help us excel as athletes. And that started to pique my interest as to, like, oh, this could be a career where I get to work with athletes and just get paid to do that, which seemed just awesome. So that started my interest. So when I went into high school, then I kind of pursued more of the physical education classes, as well as I knew that you needed the science classes as well. So I followed along that, which then brought me into university. And I went to Brock University for kinesiology, graduating in 2013. And throughout my university years, I knew that I wanted to do physio at that point. So I was shadowing at different physio clinics. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually able to get hired on as a student for one summer, which was fantastic experience. And I just also felt very fortunate to be a student and actually being paid and not just volunteering that time. Yeah. So that was a really cool experience. And I liked being in the physio setting still, because I thought it was just, again, really cool to see how these exercises could improve a patient's conditions, and you could see that benefit. So from there, I just graduated Brock University. I had applied to physio school, did not get in, and then started thinking about, okay, well, what do I do now? So I started looking at other programs that were available, and that kind of led me to the Niagara College Exercise Science and Health Promotion Program. I had also looked at the Guelph-Humber one, but from going to Brock University, I already knew the area, so Niagara College seemed like a good fit. So I went to that program, and I Went right into it from university. So I attended that in the fall of 2013, graduating in 2014. That program was amazing. I would highly recommend it if you're just not sure what you want to do or just looking for that hands-on skill, because I really felt like that program took all the knowledge that I learned from my kinesiology degree and made it applicable. So then I left there feeling like, okay, this is what a kin can do. I know exactly how to apply these skills now. And we had three different placements throughout the program, and that also showed me like there's different populations we can work with. One of my placements was working at actually Brock. They have a seniors fitness program. So I worked with just a variety of patients, most of them seniors, all usually have a chronic condition. And within that program, they also had like a balance course. So you learned how important that can be. One of my other one placements was with Speed Unlimited, which is a personal training type of place. So with Andrew Yeapi, really showed me how to be unique. If you're going to be training a client for their sport, make sure what you're doing is going to be very specific for that. So that just showed me again a different side of the kinesiology and exercise world and how that can be so specific to sports, which was really interesting. And then my last placement was probably my favorite. Well, definitely my favorite. And it was working with my teacher, Jen. She also worked for the city of Hamilton, and she was working on a project, the QR Fit Fitness Trails. So those trails, if you are in the Hamilton area, I would definitely recommend checking them out. So they are on, I can't even remember which trails they are now, but just a couple of the different hiking trails in Hamilton. They'll have these signs along them, and you would just scan the QR code, and that will bring you to a workout. So there was just a way to make this fitness
No way.
accessible to anyone.
It's funny because, sorry to interrupt,
No,
but
go
I'm
ahead.
from Hamilton and I've definitely taken those trails and I've seen those QR codes. So that's so cool to kind of, okay, keep going, keep going. That's just super exciting
Yeah, so it
about
was just such a cool
that.
placement because I'm like, holy, like, this is what we can do as a kinesiologist, like, bring this kind of resource to the public. So that kind of got me piqued interest in like health promotion side of kinesiology. Yeah, so really cool placement. And awesome that you know what those are. Yeah, so I helped kind of decide what kind of stations they would be, because so if you've done them before, you know it always starts with a warm up and then usually like an upper body, lower body core workout. Sometimes there's like the aerobic one and then a cool down. Yeah, and I was actually part, I was able to get videotaped for some of them too. So that felt really cool as a student to be like, oh, I'm going to be like, I felt like I was going to be semi-famous. Yeah, so then I graduated from Niagara College in 2014, and I wrote the CSEP Clinical Exercise Physiologist exam or certification, and I became certified in the spring. And then that fall, I wrote the registration exam for kinesiology. So it was a big summer of studying, but definitely paid off. So after I became registered, my first opportunity was working with Mindy, who is someone who I know from my hometown back in Burford, and she had opened up a gym called Sumac Solutions with a naturopathic doctor. And the way they had opened up that gym was to have it to be like personal training sessions or just group classes. So it wasn't just a gym you just drop in to work out. It was always working with a trainer, which I thought was just phenomenal. And then they were also offering employee wellness packages to different corporations in the city. But unfortunately, for other reasons, she had to close down the gym relatively soon after I started there. So I only had like a small snippet of experience working with her. But it was just such a cool idea, and I thought that was something that yeah, it was a good experience when I had it. So then from there, I kind of looked around for jobs again, keeping my eye open for what was available. And it was actually at the conference, the kinesiology conference, that I met a lady who was working for Women's Fitness Clubs of Canada. And she told me, she's like, apply. They're always looking for tons of new trainers for the new year. And I applied, and I was hired on in Burlington. And so that was the beginning of 2015. And I was just a little bit maybe naive coming out of school, being like, oh, I'm gonna get this like job and be like fully stocked with clients right away. And I just was not prepared for like, okay, you started a gym and you got to build that up. You don't get hired and have 1 hours.
For sure.
That took a bit of adjustment, and I was slowly building up my clientele. And they had tons of resources there. They were really helpful with helping me learn, okay, how do you kind of snooze the client and show them your worth? Because I was like new and not really confident in being like, okay, I can help you. I was just like, oh, if you want me, maybe. So they were really supportive in
Yeah, for
addressing
sure.
that. But then I opened my eyes where I was like, okay, maybe the gym setting isn't really for me. Like, I was helping clients and I loved that, but then I didn't really love the hustle of trying to like bring in new people. So I was keeping my eye out for other opportunities. And then it was, I found a kinesiology position at Arthritis and Sports Medicine Center, which is a physio clinic in Ancaster, which I was really excited to get into again because having that earlier passion about wanting to be a physiotherapist, I still had that lingering, okay, I want to work in the rehab setting. So it was an awesome opportunity to join the rehab, the clinic there. And I learned so much from the physios. They were really supportive and knew that I was a new grad, so they were like teaching me all their kind of tricks and stuff. But after a while, I felt like I was kind of like put in a box where I didn't get to use my full scope. I was providing the treatment plans that they had prescribed, but I wasn't allowed to do any like reassessments or make any adjustments to the plans when I saw like the patient was progressing. I would make suggestions to the physio, be like, hey, like we could start progressing that. And then they're like, well, that's really my job, not yours. So I felt like just like we have all this knowledge, let us use it, let us support you more. Like I'm more than just a physio assistant. But I started to feel like in that particular clinic, I was being treated as a physio assistant, not as a kinesiologist. And around that time, it was also my boyfriend and I, who's now my husband, we had started talking about like, well, maybe we should move in together. We've been dating for a couple of years, but he lives up in Hanover, so which was 2 hours away from Ancaster. So it was okay, one of us has to move. And during that conversation, I said, well, I know where I'm working is not my forever job. So what if I look for an opportunity up near you and I move? I like Hanover, so it seemed like a good fit. So I started looking around, and Hanover does not have tons of opportunities. We're a pretty small, well, like a rural community. We're 7,000 people, so not like super small, but smaller. And that is when I saw the posting in Kincardine, and I did a quick Google search. I'm like, okay, that's only 45 minutes from Hanover. I could do that. And so I went to the interview for the Kincardine Family Health Team, not really knowing what a family health team was, but after reading like what the job posting was, it sounded just so interesting and different. So the posting was they were looking for a kinesiologist to join their team to help run their cardiac rehab program, other senior exercise programs that they were doing, and just support their team in an exercise setting. So I'm like, well, that sounds perfect for me. So thankfully I was hired. So I joined their team in February of 2016. So I've been there for almost 5 years now, which has been just amazing. So when I first started off at the family health team, I was only working 4 days a week. Well, I guess I'm still only working 4 days a week. So on those Fridays off, I started to get bored. So I looked into doing some personal training on the side, and I did that for a couple of years. Just nothing too major. I didn't want to make it like a huge job commitment because I knew that's not something I really loved from my earlier experience of working at the women's fitness. But it was a great way to kind of keep my foot in the door of, well, maybe I do like it. And it just gave me extra cash on the side. So again, just
For sure.
great experience. And yeah, so I just kind of filled my days with that, but primarily at the family health team. And since having my son, I've stopped doing the personal training and just the family health team.
Yeah, that would make sense. I feel like that's a lot of
Well,
work.
yeah, because you know, like as being a like a personal trainer, the hours were kind of sporadic, so it's not like a 9 to 5 job. It's you got to really put in that time and I, with having a solid 4-day-a-week job, I didn't feel like I wanted to do both. And now I feel like I'm getting off track topic there. So I think, yeah.
No,
Yeah, so I think I'll maybe go in
nice.
or go ahead. Sorry.
No, yeah. So, no, that's a good story, and I know you're saying you're an avid listener, so you understood in terms of going in depth. But and that was awesome in terms of giving a good kind of breakdown, because it really goes over what a lot of students that I talk to and other people on the podcast, that they go to school for kin and they end up doing more education, whether that's Niagara. A lot of people go through the Humber College program too. And that's where they really get that practical experience, where just getting that university degree really lacks that experience. So, and then yeah, like for you going into different settings, you've tasted it all, right? You've tasted the personal training aspect. You've tasted the rehab assistant or kinesiologist slash physio assistant kind of role in a physio clinic. So you've kind of done your duties as an early kin. I feel like that those are like the two main positions that people go through first before they kind of figure out what else they want to do with stuff. So yeah, no. So now I want us to spend some time here and chat about what exactly you do at the Kincardine Family Health Team. And I know it's very different, like we discussed at the beginning, in terms of there's a lot of different aspects, from cardiac rehab, from
Oh, I
different
lost your question. Oh,
balance classes, etc.
yeah.
Oh yeah, just in terms of it's multifaceted. So if you can just break down kind of what you do exactly at the Kincardine Family Health Team as a kinesiologist.
Yeah, for sure. I know during our call, you hadn't really heard of what a family health team is. So just in case there's other listeners out there who haven't heard of one, I think I'll start by explaining what a family health team is. Because to be honest, when I applied to the job, I had no idea. My small town where I grew up did not have a family health team. So a family health team is a team approach to primary health care that brings together various health care providers. So they're designed to improve and expand across like primary care. Most family health teams consist of doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, social workers, dietitians, and then other health professionals there. And then we just work collaboratively to provide the best care for those patients. So there's about 184 family health teams across Ontario, which is pretty cool. So they were all established between 2005 and 2010. And I know the Kincardine Family Health Team, we were one of the last family health teams to be established, which is still pretty cool. So at our family health team, we're made up of, we have three nurse practitioners, two nurses, and they focus on two different programs. So one of our nurses does the hypertension program, and our other nurse is a diabetes educator. We have an occupational therapist, a social worker, and for the time being, we have a registered dietitian. Since we are government funded, it really depends on the funding, and unfortunately, we might not have the funding to keep her on, which is sucks because it's great to have her. She's awesome to work with.
For sure.
So when I started at the family health team, the main programs that I was hired on to help out with, again, so we're a rural community, so we don't have access to tons of outpatient programs. So that was kind of one of the things that we wanted to provide. So we provide a cardiac rehab program and we follow the St. Mary's program, which is out of Kitchener, the St. Mary's Hospital. We've been doing that, I don't even know how many years now. I think it was like one of the first programs they rolled out. And when I joined the team, it was already running. So it's just they were just looking to get a kinesiologist back in the role. Yeah, so I run that with our nurse practitioner and our nurses. So they do the nurse intake, and then I do all the exercise prescriptions for the patients. So you're looking at, okay, what kind of a heart event did they have, and what is a safe exercise for them? Like, what kind of waiting period do you have to wait before they can add in resistance training, those kind of things. So we have made that a virtual program now, which is really cool. So I'm twice a week running a virtual exercise program, focusing on aerobic exercise because that's the most important for our cardiac rehab patients. And so another program that I run is a Stride Alive program, and this started our diabetes educator was noticing that a lot of her patients, she would recommend, okay, you need to go exercise. And they're like, how? What's available? What can I do? So she really saw the need to have a program that was specific for her population. So someone who's older, so you're a senior with diabetes or maybe multiple health conditions who can't keep up with a boot camp, and maybe doesn't feel comfortable in a gym setting. So she, that's when she started the program. So then when I joined the team, I helped her kind of fine-tune that and make sure that we're still meeting the right recommendations. So her and I run that exercise class together. So it's a twice a week exercise class where we just get people moving and then we provide education to them at
Nice.
least once a week or once a month. So we have in different healthcare providers, whether it's a chiropodist, we have the dietitian come in and do talk. Our social workers came in, occupational therapist. We use a lot of our own resources as well as myself or her will do talks as well, like just to provide them that extra education. I do employee wellness for the family health team, so that's been kind of fun because you're working with your coworkers, so that can it's a different kind of way of running it, but it's really nice to see when I run a program and to see it appreciated. And when I was first hired on, I did a little bit more of kinesiology services too. So I would see patients one-on-one doing musculoskeletal assessments and helping them rehab injuries or anything. So the nurse practitioners or their family doctor would see them, identify that they needed some kind of rehabilitation exercise, and that patient either didn't qualify for OHIP physio or the OHIP physio was so busy that they're like, hey, maybe you can see our kinesiologist beforehand and get you started on something before the 3 month wait of going to see the physio. So I was kind of helping with that backlog of just not having enough physios in town, which was really cool. And then I would also see patients one-on-one for like lifestyle management. So again, maybe they were diagnosed with a condition and the doctor's like, you need to lose weight and exercise more. And they're like, well, how do I do that? And again, they're like, go talk to our kinesiologist. She'll help you set that up. So I did a lot of like behavior change and talks and try to see like, okay, what's your motivation? How can we get you moving more and eating healthier? And so that was really, really cool to do. And then another program that I've been helping out with is Boosting Balance, which is our falls prevention program. So our occupational therapist and I do that together. She does a full falls assessment, and then I lead the exercise program. And once a year, we do kind of a renewal, see, okay, what is their TUG score? So the timed up and go is kind of their reassessment. So we can see, are they still, like, have they maintained? Have they improved, which is not always the case, but maintaining is kind of what we're looking for. And then other just health promotion programs, like I run a craving change program, which is a lifestyle or like a strategy program. So it's not looking at what people are eating, but it's looking about why you're eating and then just providing tools and strategies to change your eating habits, which is a really cool program. And then since over the years, we have evolved as a family health team, and some of the programs that I was offering at the beginning, we're no longer offering. Like I don't have it in time in my schedule to see patients for kinesiology services anymore, which is sad. I miss that. But then it's also giving me room to do other programs. So I'm now able to offer a neuro rehab program. So again, it's myself and our occupational therapist. And we've made it neuro rehab because we know that within our smaller community, we don't have enough stroke patients to make it just stroke or enough MS patients or enough Parkinson's patients. So we wanted to make it a little bit broad so that all those patients come in together to a program and we could provide exercise and education to them. Yeah, so it's really cool. So currently our group is mostly MS patients, but we've had a variety in the past. Yeah, so that's one of the programs.
Not sure what to do with your kinesiology degree? Do you know what an RKIN does? Are you a kinesiology student deciding on the COKO exam? Well, listen to today's podcast, sponsored by Kinformation, an online kinesiology education resource, to find out where the future of kinesiology is going and where you fit in.
I think I left off. My next program that I do is COPD activation. So since COVID, this has been a program that we haven't been able to provide due to safety. So we're trying to figure out a way to do that virtually. One of the measures that we want to do is their oxygen saturation levels. And with doing that virtually, we're not sure how to make sure that if they're exercising at home, that they're going to be safe without direct medical supervision. So we're still trying to work out the kinks of getting that program up and running again. And then the last program I want to touch on is Team Unbreakable. So this is an affirmation of life program that is for teenagers. So it's kind of pairing physical health with mental health, which we know is so important. So I've been partnering with our local school, St. Anthony's, providing this program to their 7-8 classes. So this will be, well, yes, this will be the second full year, hopefully, of running it. Last year we got interrupted with COVID. So this would have been the third year. So they're really excited to have me back, and I'm really excited to bring this program to them, especially knowing that right now, with all the changes going on in the world, mental health is a bigger concern. So having this resource to youth is going to be so important and kind of set them up with those skills early on. And those are kind of my main programs that I'm working on now, but everything changes, and that might mean down the road, I bring other programs in and switch things up. And every once in a while, I do like one-off talks on things as well. So it's such a cool role because really the sky's the limit. And they at the Family Health Team, they're so supportive of me being pretty autonomous, and they're just being able to decide what kind of programs I want to bring, how I want to bring them to the population. And yeah.
No, that's definitely super unique, right? And like you said, it's because there's not a lot of outpatient services, and you're in a smaller kind of rural community, like you guys as the Family Health Team have to be that, not that one-stop shop, but you guys know those services are crucial to communities. And that's awesome that you do have the opportunity to kind of put them together and kind of see where that funding should go, who, what kind of services are needed the most, and then you can adapt. And the fact that you have a lot of, like you said, autonomy to help decide that, and it sounds like you have a great team of everyone kind of works together and as equals, right? That everyone's kind of on the same page, everyone's here for to help the clients and kind of achieve the goals of each individual person based on where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. It really is a team effort.
Nice. So what I wanted to kind of talk about now was what is your sort of, I guess, overall experience as a kinesiologist? Like we talked about, you've been kind of through the
I
other
love
roles, you're
it.
kind of gelling into. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so my overall experience, I guess at the beginning it was pretty rocky. I guess I never lost faith in what I wanted to do, but I was definitely questioning, like, oh, like, do I want to be a physio assistant the rest of my life? Like, this is not what I signed up for. I have a 4-year degree. I can do more than this. So I'm really happy I did not stick in that role. And just finding this job at the Family Health Team has, like, it's my dream job. I could not imagine working, well, maybe I'll work somewhere else one day, but for now, I am just so happy there that that I can use my scope and I have that freedom, and yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, right? And that goes to show, right, you put in the time, you went through all the other
I've kind of
things, and
lost you a bit.
you discovered. Oh, just saying that you decided
Oh no.
that you can do more than what you were doing, right? Can
I
you hear
can
me
hear you
okay?
now.
Okay. Yeah, so just deciding that you can do more than just being an assistant or being a physio, like you have the knowledge. And over time, you got that experience and those capabilities to really help people. And it really shows now, right? And I correct me if I'm wrong, but I was trying to write down all the different programs, what you do. You're in employee wellness, cardiac rehab, diabetes education, physical rehab, lifestyle management and behavior change, neuro rehab, fall prevention, COPD, and then mental health. So really,
everything that you can think about in terms of what a kin could potentially do, you do it on a daily basis. So that's definitely a very, very unique and awesome experience, because you can say you do have experience in all those. And it's awesome that you're able to bring all those services and probably really well needed services to the community up there. So what you're doing there is awesome. So I just want to applaud you there for a second for all the kind of work that you've done.
Thanks. Yeah. And I just want to say, like, what I do at my family health team can be so different from what another family health team offers, because it's so based on the community and what that community needs. Mm-hmm. So somewhere like in Toronto might not need all these rehab services because you have those rehab services already available. So it just gives you a different way to practice.
Yeah, no, for sure. So next part that I will go through is, now that you've been working 5-6 years now, et cetera, I wanted to get your idea of where you sort of see the future of kinesiology going as a profession. This is a question that I know that I kind of ask all the viewers. A lot of people have different views of whether they've worked in one area and that's, they really know that area really well and that's where they see it going, or they follow different people and, or their views themselves have been created based on their experiences. So I really want to get an idea where you kind of see the future going.
Yeah. So maybe I'm a bit biased, but I'd love to see more kins in a family health team role, because I really feel like we, like, I know that exercise is medicine, like that motto has been pushed for so long. And I really feel that if we're in a family health team, it's so much easier for that doctor to be like, yes, go downstairs, talk to that kinesiologist, see how exercise can make a difference for you. So I really see us in that health promotion role. But like you said, just from listening to all these podcasts, because I have finished them all by now, it's just amazing to see how broad our scope can be and that you're not stuck in a bubble. So I don't really see kinesiologists like in one role. What I'd love to see, I guess, more is that people just know that we can do so much and to let us do that much. So just to get the recognition that we deserve, that we do have this great degree and all this knowledge that can be applied in so many different ways, depending on what that individual wants to focus on. And I guess with that recognition, I would love for the entry salary to be better. Because it definitely took a bit of
time
salary that I feel comfortable in. And we are at par with these other professionals out there that are regulated. And I think we deserve to be recognized at that in a salary sense. And just, yeah.
Yeah, and that's an extremely common thing, right? When we talk about different people talking about their wages or their hourly rates as a kin, normally it's for most people when you're starting out, it's way less than ideal. And like you said, it's really getting that exposure out there. It's really getting people to know what kin is, what's the value. And you're a really good example for other people that may think, hey, my family health team should have a kin. How could I sell them? Oh, show what you do at the Kincardine family health team. And really, if someone is more of an entrepreneur, they could kind of follow in your footsteps and really maybe reach out to a family health team and say, hey, this is something I can bring to the table. I just have to figure out how to do it. But of course, it's definitely possible. And I definitely agree with you in terms of having kins, yes, and more in a family health team role, but even more in primary care, where the physician kind of knows what a kinesiologist is. And I know that for myself is something I struggle with when I kind of meet with different physicians for my stuff at work. It's kind of they just assume I'm like a personal trainer, or they are, or just think I'm doing rehab in terms of physio. So so that I think that'll come from, at least from a lot of the people I talk with at the different kinesiology associations and alliances and stuff. It's definitely on their list at the very top. To kind of get that recognition there with different stakeholders, and I think mainly insurance. I think when it becomes really a lot bigger for insurance, then people will start to kind of use kinesiologists or be curious about what kinesiologists do and then kind of potentially reach out for their services. But for sure, in that primary medicine field, like you said, exercise is medicine. So many people could use some form of exercise for their health and well-being. And kinesiologists are the perfect person, profession to kind of help lead that. And I hope that does change over the next few years as well.
Definitely. I think, yeah, we are the perfect people. We know exercise and yeah, just makes sense.
Yeah. Awesome. So as I kind of finish up things here, I want to get your advice for any of the students that are looking into writing an exam, whether that is the KIN one, maybe the CSEP one as well. Any advice for them, or even some advice for any of the new KINs that are kind of where both of us, where we come out of school, we get that personal training job. What kind of words of wisdom can you go? And then depending on time, we'll go through a little quick fire questions.
Okay. So I guess advice for people who are considering taking the exam, just kind of look at what kind of population do you want to work with? And just recognize that kinesiologists, we can work with them all. So don't feel like you should be stuck in a box. Write the exam, become registered, join us. And then I guess my advice to the new grads is, this is something that was told to me by, I had done a mentorship program when I was at Brock University, and the mentor that I worked with, she was a kinesiologist as well as a registered massage therapist. And she was really, when I reflect on it, I'm like, oh, she wasn't really the best fit, because she didn't really seem to advocate too well for like be a kinesiologist. She was very much like, she thought it'd be better if I pursued something else. And advice that she gave to me was fake it until you make it. And that stuck with me, not because I love it, actually because I don't like it. Because I don't think we should be faking it. I think we should be asking those questions. If you're not sure, look for the answer. Don't be afraid to tell your patient, do you know what? I'm not sure if that's the most accurate evidence out there. Let me look that up and get back to you. I'm not a specialist in ergonomics, and I had a patient come in asking about their desk setup, and she's like, what's the best position, like how high should it be? I'm like, I don't know those numbers off by heart, and I'm not gonna just tell you a random fact.
Mm-hmm.
What you and then being curious. And I was actually talking with my social worker at the family health team, Melissa, and she told me, she's like, well, what if you to face it until you make it? So face that issue that you're not comfortable until you feel comfortable. And I think that's going to be my new advice to tell people.
And writing that quote down, definitely going to include that in the show notes.
Yeah, perfect.
Right, say that one more time. What was the quote?
Oh, shoot, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Spencer? Okay.
Yep.
I didn't hear you for a second. I was like, oh no. I thought maybe I lost you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll make a note to get rid of that middle part. But yeah, you said face it until you make it.
Yeah, and I think that's just a way better motto.
For sure. Awesome. So quickly, I wanted to just go through some quick fire questions in terms of some different resources for kinesiologists or new kins or new grads that may be looking into different things. So I was going to just name off a few things and you can kind of let me know what first thing that comes to your mind with some of that stuff.
Okay.
So any books that you would recommend?
Oh, not any kinesiology related ones, not off the top of my head. Oh
okay.
No, I do have one.
Could be a textbook.
Yeah.
Some people
oh
said
shoot,
that.
What is it called? The arthritis? No, I can't remember the name of the book right now. Shoot, it's a good one. I reference it all the time.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. If you think of it, let me know, and I can always add it to the show notes, and I'll just write book, and then I'll send you.
Yeah,
link
I'll
to
definitely.
It.
Will.
Okay. Any courses? Any courses that you take, whether that's online, in person?
Yeah. So I've done a couple courses. I did the soft tissue release training workshop, and that was really good, especially when I was working in the physio clinic. Because then you just kind of learn, okay, how can I help this patient with doing the soft tissue release for their specific injury, as well as I did the fascial movement taping course put on by Rock Tape. So it was sponsored there. and those, again, really helpful for in the physio world or in like more of that rehab setting. Clinical setting. I don't use those as much anymore.
Yeah.
Now,
their Rock Tape courses are really good.
Yeah, so handy.
Yeah, those Rock Tape courses are really informative. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I use it a lot in my personal life now, not so much because I don't see clients one-on-one, but I would highly recommend those ones.
Yeah. Nice. Any podcasts other than this one that you listen
no.
to?
No, just yours.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Number
yeah,
one on the
yeah,
list.
Yeah.
Nice. Different people of interest that people should follow that kind of teach you a lot of things.
I follow CSEP on Instagram, as well as the Kinesiology Association, because I always find that they put out good things. I'm a big fan of participaction, maybe because that's like my health promoter side, that I just think it's such a great initiative to get people out and moving. So I enjoy following them, and they always have tons of fitness challenges that you can win stuff on, and I've won stuff, which is pretty cool. So I guess those people.
Nice. And then any sort of other resources that you can think of that would be good for any new students or other kinesiologists?
Yeah. So I attend a lot of conferences. So that's my big thing, especially ones that are related to the programs that I run. Like every year, the Canadian Association for Cardiovascular Prevention and Rehabilitation, they put on an annual conference, which is phenomenal if you're in the cardiac rehab setting. For the Lung Health Foundation, they do annual conferences as well, which is great, again, for the COPD or asthma setting. So I'd really highly recommend their conferences. And then I've also attended the Ontario Society for Health and Fitness conferences in the past. And that's been great just because they go over so many different topics, which is, yeah, just a great conference to go to. So yeah, I guess those would be my top four conferences.
Awesome. Nice. So I want to just thank you so much for taking your time out today to do this and kind of sharing your story, because I think it is really important that people know that opportunities like this are out there. Yes, very rare in terms of it, but definitely something that we should see maybe more of. So thank you so much for kind of sharing for sharing your story and letting everyone know about what you do at a family health team.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been a great experience, and I'm just excited to let people know that we're not stuck in a box. Like, there's so many opportunities out there, and just keep your eyes open.
Absolutely, thanks. And lastly, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners. Thank you so much for taking your time out today to listen to this full episode. I look forward to releasing more episodes and podcasts in the near future. So if you know of any other registered kinesiologist that would be an awesome fit for this podcast, just like Michelle did for herself, please email me at makingconnections@gmail.com. Also, any other comments, questions, concerns can be directed at our Facebook, LinkedIn. Both are at Making Connections Podcasts. Links for everything today that we talked about will be in the show notes of the podcast. Thank you again for listening, and have a great day. Stay safe out there from the Making Connections team.